Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 63 degrees, KSL's top story. Princess Kate announced her cancer diagnosis to the world this afternoon.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family.
The Princess of Wales says she's keeping her loved ones close as she undergoes preventative chemotherapy. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Princess Kate making the announcement in a video released by BBC Studios.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
ABC News Royals contributor Robert Jobson says the news is also shocking to the British.
This is deeply, deeply shocking. I think a lot of people didn't expect anything like this. Not only to have the King, who's obviously not really, he's carrying out constitutional duties, but he's recovering and being treated for cancer. But the other real star performer, the Princess of Wales, to come out and what I thought was a courageous statement, the way she gave that address, it showed what a steely character she is.
A lot of empathy for the princess on the street. Sarika Arora says this is a tough spot for the young family who will be coping with this publicly.
For a person who is a young mum, it's even worse, because there's so many people who get affected, and it's very sad.
The princess did not specify what kind of cancer she is being treated for. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
New data shows Utahns are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with multiple sclerosis than other Americans.
Doctors at Intermountain Health are trying to figure out why one in every 300 Utahns is diagnosed with MS, while elsewhere in the U.S., it's one in every 600 or 700. Doctors say people of Northern European descent are more likely to get it because of genetics.
It's more that there's a predisposition that can be passed on, and then certain things in the environment and you know how you grow up and things you're exposed to can then trigger those genes.
Dr. Timothy West says vitamin D deficiency has been identified as one of those major triggers. Another is a virus identified as human herpes virus 4. Dr. West said women are also more likely to trigger the autoimmune disease by a 3-to-1 ratio, likely when they experience hormonal changes. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Officials are still investigating the cause of the explosion that left an American Fork house destroyed on Wednesday. Meantime, American Fork Battalion Chief Brandon Bouchard says if anyone has concerns about their own home, they should not hesitate to check it out.
Please call us. The firefighters, we love to come out and try to ease people's concerns, whether it be carbon monoxide or any other harmful substance. We can identify that and mitigate those issues.
Bouchard says they're thoroughly investigating the situation this week. They expect it's going to take another week or two. The bodies of two men missing from Blanding were found this morning, the San Juan County Sheriff's Office says. William Bull and Christopher Owens disappeared on a trip to Moab last month. Their bodies were recovered today and given to the medical examiner. The investigation into their deaths continues. Police have arrested their roommate, Charles Yu, in connection with their murders. The nationwide race to move to Utah is slowing down. The Department of Workforce Services says this could cause our economic growth to slow along with it.
From 2021 through 2023, Utah experienced large economic growth thanks to the influx of out-of-staters moving in for work and a lifestyle change. Mark Nold, chief economist with the department, says those days are gone.
With 2023 having the lowest amount of domestic in-migration in 10 years.
Nold points to rising mortgage rates deterring others from migrating to Utah and not giving up their locked-in lower rates for higher ones to make the move. While economic growth is slowing in Utah, the national average growth holds steady. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Payson High School will be getting an old school visit soon from its original bad boy.
Footloose star Kevin Bacon will return to Payson High School one last time before it gets torn down and rebuilt later this year. It's where the movie was filmed, with lots of memorabilia still located in the school. Bacon joined the Today Show to announce his visit.
It's really inspirational. So thank you. And I'm going to come. I got to come.
Bacon is set to attend the last prom in the school. The students have themed all of their events around the movie this year, and the prom will be no different. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Well, Kevin Bacon isn't the only star coming to Utah.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Rainn Wilson. You might know him as Dwight Schrute from The Office. He's going to be at the Weber State 2024 commencement. He'll give a speech, and the university will give him an honorary Wildcat degree. KSL News Time, 6:05. How about a bracket update every 15 minutes? Here's Mark Jackson.
Well, Jeff, the Yale Bulldogs join Colorado, Northwestern, Baylor, San Diego State, Marquette, Clemson, and UConn all advancing to round number two. It starts tomorrow. In two games underway right now on Beale Street in Memphis, Texas A&M breaking away from Nebraska 58-42 at the half, and then Duke is up on Vermont fairly easily. Alabama and Charleston about to tip off any minute now. With your KSL Brackets update, I'm Mark Jackson.
Now, first look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Another rough spot for drivers in Utah County. A crash with injuries and one vehicle off the roadway southbound I-15 prior to Center Street in Provo blocking a right lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is on the way next. Stay right here.
The